Somebody's got a lot of coming through. Okay, it seems to have gone.
You couldn't hear me?
There was for seconds, there was a lot of interference, but it seems like it's cleared up. Thank you.
Would you like me to repeat that? The next item on the agenda is the report from BSBE State Director Brian Sigmund. You have the program update first.
Thank you. So we have some data that is in the SRC annual report, which summarizes how things went on the federal fiscal year, which ended on September 30 of 2020. So the federal fiscal year goes from October 1 to September 30. So I just wanted to point out that this was a year where half of that federal fiscal year was a year where COVID was impacting on the country. And as a result, I think that, you know, some of these summarizations that I'm going to go over, the obvious impact of COVID and what it did on employment opportunities, I think it is clearly evident. Certainly the good news is that the average hourly earnings of folks that were able to achieve an employment outcome went up considerably. They went from $18.33 an hour last federal year to $23.34 this federal year. But unfortunately, there are a lot fewer opportunities. Sadly, there are clients that were working that were getting laid off. And as you know, most employers, when the pandemic hit, had to cease or greatly reduce operations for quite a number of months. So sadly, only 56 individuals were able to achieve an employment outcome during that rating period. The annualized earnings for the individuals, what you do is you look at the number of hours they work and the hourly rate, and then you multiply it out. The annualized earnings still exceeded $2 million for the folks that are working and did achieve an employment outcome. We had to rapidly implement virtual services when many of the community-based programs we worked with ceased their operations or, again, had to greatly curtail it while they ramped up to do virtual services. And we were able to come up with 44 virtual opportunities for our transition age youth, including 27 work-based learning experiences and 17 paid work experiences. We continued our collaborations with the five regional workforce development boards. Counselors were actually on site more than 130 times, mostly before the pandemic hit, where things just no longer had an on-site presence. Virtual business service meetings with the American Job Center partners, though, did occur 65 times, which was really good. And we assisted 42 clients in registering for services through the American Job Centers. Even with the scaling back of many businesses during the pandemic, VR counselors did maintain a strong focus on employer engagement, reaching out to businesses more than 300 times during the federal fiscal year 20 to explore employment opportunities. And of course, the final piece of very good news is we had sufficient funds to continue to serve every eligible individual in federal 2020, and we project that we'll have enough funds to serve everybody in the federal fiscal year we're in right now. So that is the program update. If anybody has any questions.
Okay,
I'm going to move on. I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead, Brian.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the legislative update, which is brief. But I think that folks know that last week Congress passed and the President signed a bill to keep the federal government open through midnight this Friday. And at this point in Congress, I believe as of earlier this morning when I checked, they are still working on trying to come up with a consensus bill to keep the federal government open past this Friday at midnight. If they're not able to come up with a long-term bill, then I suspect the next action they would take is to try to come up with another continuing resolution to keep the federal government open, or another short-term stopgap bill so that they could continue negotiations around the COVID relief proposals. As you, I'm sure, know, there are different versions of the COVID relief bills in the House and in the Senate, and they're trying to come to some reconciliation so a bill can be passed that might then roll into the budget bill or some other approach. But at this point in time, while I've, you know, seen things, as I'm sure, you know, any of you who've been following the news, you've seen different things getting proposed. I don't have any projections on what will ultimately be in a final bill if a final bill gets passed. So the one piece I just want to assure you all is our federally funded programs, Voc Rehab and our older blind program, do have sufficient carryover funds. So even if there was a shutdown for a period of time in federal government services, we do have sufficient funds to keep our programs operational. And that's the legislative update.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. Our next item on the agenda is the report from Chair. And as we all know, due to COVID-19, 2020 has, it seems like an understatement to say this, but it's been a very challenging year. And I just want to thank Brian and all of the BESBE staff and council members for all of your efforts to improve the quality of life of people with visual impairments and blindness. And I wish you all a happy holiday season, and I look forward to 2021. Our next meeting is on March 24th, 2021. And I guess that's it for my report. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Kendra Valenti, I make the motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
No, this is Scott. I'll second.
All right. All in favor to adjourn, say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed that want to stay on the line? All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We're going to end this now, and take care and be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.